Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Ronald H. Kahn, K-A-H-N. Address is 70 Plumwood Court, Chico, California, 95928. Phone 415-533-2440. ID is XXX XXX8407. Date of birth is 5/4/1937. 84-year-old single. Attorney at law. Pharmacy is Medicare / Aetna. I'm sorry, his insurance is Medicare / Aetna. Pharmacy is CVS Forest Avenue, 530-894-5112. It is addressed to Dr. Brian First, F-U-R-S-T, M-D. Below that, it should say family practice. Below that, it should say Mission Ranch Primary Care. Below that, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926-5137. Telephone 530-894-0500. Fax 530-345-2532. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of possible cognitive decline, subparagraph. Attorney Ronald Kahn reports that he is also having trouble with arthritis, having developed treatable arthritic swelling in his right knee, and some symptoms of possible tenosynovitis in the right hand, with pain radiating from his second digit proximally past the wrist. New paragraph. More recently, he reports some symptoms of ataxia with a tendency to fall. With a head injury producing a raccoon eye on the right. New paragraph. Dear Dr. First and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Ronald Kahn for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Ronald is a very highly accomplished attorney who has traveled all over the country, working out of San Francisco for many years. New paragraph. He notes now that he's having some difficulty with verbal recollection, where he previously describes himself. Yes. Continued dictation on Ronald Kahn. Current medications: amlodipine 2.5 milligrams one daily, spironolactone 25 milligrams one daily, lovastatin 40 mil equivalents one tablet, indomethacin 50 micrograms, one tablet, PRN, joint inflammation, iron 65 milligrams ferrous sulfate tablets, vitamin B12, 1,000 micrograms, one tablet, magnesium 500 milligrams, one daily, vitamin D 350 micrograms, one daily. New paragraph. Ronald gives a history of heart disease, having undergone open heart surgery for valvular disease. Subparagraph, he complains of some continued fatigue. New paragraph, he reports nocturnal arousals infrequently, typically to void, but feels refreshed from his sleeping in the morning. New paragraph. He was referred here for possible cognitive decline. Past medical history, no unusual conditions reported. Allergies and sensitivities, no unusual symptoms reported. Systematic review of symptoms. He reports wearing eyeglasses. He reports reduced bladder control with frequent urination. He gives a history of fatigue in his knee. He lives alone, has completed an advanced directive. He stands 5 feet 11, weighs 156 pounds, is comfortable with his weight that he lost as a consequence of his open heart surgery. Personal and family health history. His father was deceased at age 62 with a brain tumor. His mother died at age 86 with natural causes. He has three children, two sons and a daughter, in good health. He is divorced from his wife, who is 83 years old, in good health. He denied an additional family history of illnesses. New paragraph, education. He has completed high school, college, and a postgraduate education, receiving a law degree and bar admission. New paragraph, social history and health habits. He is divorced. He takes as much as 3 ounces of alcohol on a daily basis by his report. He does not smoke. He does not use recreational substances. He is not living with his wife. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. None at this time. He has not lost any time from work in the last 5 years. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. He denied a history of fractures, concussion, loss of consciousness. He did undergo heart surgery, new paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. June 20, 2019, he went valvular replacement with good outcome, new paragraph. Indicated in 2021, he had removal of a penis pump with good outcome, new paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, he reports a nominal loss of recollection memory. His hand quivers on the right, and by his report, is suppressible with positional changes. No tremor on the left or in other body parts. New paragraph, head. He denied a history of headaches, neuralgia, venue spells or blackouts. New paragraph, neck. He denied symptoms, upper back and arms. He denied symptoms. Middle back, denied symptoms. Low back, denied symptoms. Shoulders, denied symptoms. Elbows, denied symptoms. Wrists, denied symptoms. Hips, denied symptoms. Ankles, denied symptoms. Feet, denied symptoms. Neurological review of symptoms. He did not indicate a difficulty with changes in his vision, sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. New paragraph. He reports only a slight tremor, typically at rest in the right hand, a fine tremor, which is cognitively suppressible by positional changes with his hand. He describes a beginning contraction in the second digit on the right with some tenderness in his finger, hand radiating up from the wrist slightly. Subparagraph, he is scheduled to see Dr. Brazil for orthopedic evaluation and management. New paragraph. He denied a history of lightheadedness, syncope, or fainting. New paragraph. He reports good management of his hypertension with Dr. Locke already. New paragraph. He denied other neuromusculoskeletal dysfunction, including stiffness or difficulty with use of his extremities. New paragraph, he does report unsteadiness on his feet. New paragraph. Neurological examination, mental status. Attorney Ronald Kahn is quite intelligent, incisive, with preserved immediate, recent, remote memories and humor. Thinking is logical, goal-oriented, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances, with and without unusual ideation, normal intelligence, and questioning. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 appear entirely preserved. Extraocular movements are full. Vertical and horizontal gaze are preserved without impairment, no diplopia or nystagmus, pupils are equally round, reactive light and accommodation, 5 and 7, no unusual facial asymmetry, obvious motor weakness, tremor, or evidence of fasciculations. New paragraph, 8, auditory acuity is preserved, 9, palate elevates symmetrically, 10, tongue is midline, without atrophy, fasciculations, 11, cervical adiaphyseal and trapezius sphincter 5 or 5, 12, the tongue is midline without atrophy, fasciculations, or unusual deviation. New paragraph, examination of the palate shows that it is relatively small and somewhat crowded with an estimated Malpati score of 2 over 5. New paragraph. Motor examination, manual testing upper and lower extremities demonstrates relatively preserved bulk tone strength. New paragraph, sensory examination is intact. All modalities, dipten and reflexes are 1 to 2 over 4 symmetrically, proximally and distally without deficits. New paragraph, testing for pathological and primitive reflexes is abnormal, showing fairly strong bilateral palmar-mental responses. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal rapid alternating successive movements are slightly reduced and slightly dyspraxic with otherwise preserved finger, nose, finger. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers does not identify inducible neuromuscular rigidity or cogwheeling. New paragraph. Ambulatory examination remains fluid and is slightly ataxic on tandem examination. Romberg's test is slightly unsteady but preserved. New paragraph. Special testing shows preserved visual fields confrontation. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Ronald Kahn presents with a clinical history and findings of ataxia. Difficulty with reported reduced bladder control and some cognitive impairment. Subparagraph. His neurological examination suggests frontal lobe brain dysfunction. New paragraph. In consideration of these findings, he may have an underlying disorder of non-obstructive hydrocephalus, which will have to be evaluated with advanced brain imaging. New paragraph. Recommendations. Neuroquantitative brain MRI open systems imaging. Number two. He'll complete the quality of life questionnaires from the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders for return and review. New paragraph. Further recommendations include the use of a therapeutic supplement. Vitamin for men over 50, in addition to his current regimen. New paragraph. We will obtain home sleep testing to exclude contributory sleep disordered breathing or sleep apnea. New paragraph. A trial prescription of memantine, 5 milligrams to take one or two tablets a day, will be provided as a clinical trial with his history of sluggish cognition. New paragraph. I'll see him back for reevaluation, follow-up, and further recommendations. I respect with my professional signature.